Blackstone Audio presents Death of a Nag by M.C. Beaton. This book is read by Sean Grindell. Chapter 1. Oh, the disgrace of it! The scandal! The incredible comedown! Sir Max Beerbohm. Hamish Macbeth awoke to another day. His dog, Towser, was lying across his feet, snoring rhythmically. Sunlight slanted through the gap in the curtains. The telephone, in the police office part of the house, shrilled, and then the answering machine clicked on. He should rise and go and find out what it was. It was his duty as a police constable of the village of Loch Doo, and part of the surrounding area of the county of Sutherland. But all he wanted to do was pull the duvet over his head and go back to sleep. He could not really think of any good reason for getting up to face the day. He had, until his demotion from sergeant back to constable, and the end of his engagement with Priscilla Halberton Smythe, daughter of local hotelier, been very popular. A happy state of affairs he had taken for granted. But somehow, the story had got about that he had cruelly jilted Priscilla, she who had been too good for him in the first place. And so, when he went about his duties, he was met with reproachful looks. Although Chief Superintendent Peter Daviot had also been angry with him over the end of the engagement, that was not why Hamish had been demoted. He had solved a murder mystery by producing what he firmly believed was the body of a murdered man to elicit a shock confession.